to take place the following day that my memory is vague over who and how many dignitaries took my hand in greeting. The rooms were loud with voices and the music of harps and tambourines. In every corner there were little balls of incense to mask the foul odors of vomit, for there was much drinking of wine, too much. Many times that evening I excused myself to the kitchen garden where the air was cool. It was here that I was surprised by Antony waiting for me by the gate. It was odd that I could find no words to speak, nor did he. We just stood there near the rows of newly planted herbs and looked around as if we were two shoppers in the marketplace. There was no moonlight at this hour, just a low glow of candles along the path leading into the next courtyard. Thus, when he pulled me into his arms, I could not see his face. I did not know what to do, but I was not as alarmed as when he had hoisted me over his shoulder. He kissed me. Was it the heavy smell of wine on his breath that made me back away, or was I just nervous? Perhaps both. Now that our ships are in full sail, I wonder when we will reach Alexandria, and, when we do, if Antony and I will find another moment to be alone. Neva has just passed a note to me. This morning, Father